Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and today we're talking about traveling. Stay tuned.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and I'm always super excited to bring you amazing tools and tips to help you eliminate that dreadful anxiety. Join me every Wednesday as I bring you a new episode every week. One last thing before we get started, our full self-paced course is now available for purchase. You get all the lessons that I teach in the group coaching program. At your convenience, you can watch whenever you'd like. This is a full self-paced course, but the first 50 people to purchase will get 3 months of virtual group calls for Q&A and meditation with me. Get your course now. The link is in the show notes. Happy learning. Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, a psychotherapist in Houston, Texas. For those of you that don't know, and if you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. And for my loyal listeners, I love you all so very, very, very much. I've gotten so many incredible messages from you, people from all over the world, and I am super, super grateful for your messages. I love reading about how these episodes have helped you. So thank you. For those of you that have emailed me or sent me messages on Instagram. So today I'm coming to you from New Orleans. We decided to take a spring break vacation to the city of New Orleans. My daughters usually choose a city that they want to visit here in the United States. We will start doing international traveling soon, but we decided on New Orleans. They decided on New Orleans, which is a great choice. We've been here since Sunday and we will be leaving tomorrow. Super, super friendly city, which I love. I'm always very friendly and talkative. And I love when I go to a city that is very, very friendly. And that's what New Orleans has been for us. Just such incredible community and welcoming. There have just been incredible people that we have met. And it's nice. It's a beautiful city. The weather has been incredible. And we have really, really, really enjoyed it. So we're coming to you from New Orleans. If you are from New Orleans, I am loving your city. We got here again on Sunday. We flew in a little late on Sunday, so we didn't get to do much, but we have been exploring every other day after Sunday. So today I wanted to talk about traveling. One of the fears when we have anxiety is first of all, leaving our home. Our home becomes our safe space. It becomes our little sanctuary. And who doesn't love their home, right? I think your room, your kitchen, your living room, whatever it is that you have, this special little place in your home that makes you feel comfortable, that makes you feel relaxed. We all have a safe space in our home, no matter where it is. And as we develop anxiety and we have, you know, maybe panic attacks at different restaurants or at work or wherever it is, even if it's at home, when it's outside of the home, which usually that's what occurs, we start fearing being away from home. We want to go home. At home, we feel safe. We don't have anyone watching us. We feel like we don't have to hide and we don't have to try to stop a panic attack or to prevent it. And it becomes our safe space, which is great. But we want to eventually train ourselves to have a safe space everywhere we go. And what does that mean? Training your brain and your body to know that your safe space is your own body. When we start fearing our body and we start fearing leaving our home or we start fearing having a panic attack, and usually that's somewhere else, a lot of times we fear, what are people going to think when we have a panic attack? What are people going to think at work? What are people going to think at school? What are people going to think at the grocery store? They're going to think I'm crazy. They're going to think something's wrong with me. And so we start fearing different public places for fear of being judged and fear of, you know, what are people going to think? So again, our home becomes our safe space. When I had severe anxiety and I was having panic attacks, I loved traveling. Even in my college years when I was poor, I would still try to travel with my friends and we would go places. And I knew that I didn't want to be hindered by anxiety. I didn't want it to prevent me from traveling and doing things that I loved. So one of the things that I did is I trained my brain to fall asleep to airplane sound. And I've said this several times on a podcast, but I trained my brain with visualizing me going to the airport, getting on the plane, being very comfortable, falling asleep on the flight, and getting to my destination, getting off, being happy. The more I visualized, the easier it got. Was I a little nervous when I went traveling the first time after having panic attacks? Yes, I was. I was nervous. But then I realized I always get nervous when I would travel, even before my panic attacks. So one of the things that I tell people is nerves and just a little bit of anxiety is never going to go away completely, which I know you don't like hearing, but you're going to be okay with that amount of nerves or a little bit of anxiety. It's not going to freak you out. But when you fear it, any little thing that even mimics anxiety will freak you out. So learning not to fear your anxiety is very important. I say this often, and I will continue to say it. Learning not to fear your anxiety and your symptoms is very important. Now for traveling, I trained my brain to be okay away from home. I would think of different cities and being in different hotel rooms and being on the flight and being away from home. Visualizing is very powerful. When you visualize whatever it is that you want to do, even when you visualize, you can get anxious the very first time you try to visualize any of the hard things that you want to do. But the more you do it, the easier it gets. It is super powerful. And then I have different techniques that I use to help you feel more comfortable. And that's what I do in the groups and in individual therapy with my clients. But visualizing is very, 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 very powerful. The brain doesn't know the difference when we are actually doing the things or when we are visualizing. That's why if I told you right now, visualize yourself jumping off a plane as you skydive into the emptiness of, you know, the air or whatever it is, wherever you're thinking of skydiving, that would probably cause you a lot of anxiety, or anything that you're nervous about or anything that makes you anxious. If I told you to visualize it and to truly picture yourself doing that activity, you would probably get anxious, even if you're at home visualizing this. So we can actually visualize to desensitize our brain and for it to think that we've already been at that location. So the more vivid your visualization is, the better. The brain is always scanning. Everywhere you go, it's trying, especially if it's a new location, a new place, a new city, it signals to the brain that, hey, we've never been here. Let's look for danger. Let's make sure that this person, you're going to be okay. It is protecting you. So the more you show it through visualizing that you've been at this certain location, this certain place, traveling, going to a different city, the more you do that, the easier it'll get when you actually do it. Will you get nervous again? Yes. Everyone gets nervous leaving their home, going on vacation. Oh, you know, even the people that don't get nervous, they get excited. And sometimes excitement can mimic anxiety, and that can kind of cause anxiety. So learning how to not fear the nerves and learning how to switch that nervousness to excitement instead, empower yourself to feel like, I'm doing this, I'm going to be fine, I'm great, everything is going to be okay. And the one thing that I tell most people, most of my one-on-one individual therapists, and even in our group, I tell people that there's no difference in your home and in your hotel room away from home or wherever you're at. As far as the air that you're breathing, your home doesn't have some special Xanax air. It's blowing into your or through your vents that keep your anxiety from becoming panic. So whether you're at home or in a hotel somewhere or somewhere else or a store or the movie theater, there is no special air in your home that's keeping you safe or that's keeping you calm. Always remember that. The only thing is, yes, we become, it's our sanctuary, right? Our home is our safe space. Our home is where we feel comfortable. Yes, it's not the same as going to a hotel, having your home. But as far as anxiety or keeping your anxiety and panic clear and free and not having panic or anxiety, your home doesn't have any special Xanax-filled air that is pumping through your air vents. You can train your body and your brain to be comfortable anywhere through visualizing, through all the things that I talk about, all the things that I talk about not fearing your own body, not fearing the sensations that you feel, because we're going to have sensations. We're going to have nerves. We're going to be excited. We're going to have these feelings that can mimic anxiety and can turn to panic. So learning not to fear your own body is very important. And one thing that I tell people when you're traveling, visualize yourself being in that city, visualize your hotel as vividly as possible. If you've never been there, of course, you're not going to know exactly how it looks, but look at pictures. Look at pictures online. How does it look? Picture the scenery that you see in the pictures and visualize yourself there. Visualize yourself there and do it multiple times, and you'll see that the more you do it, the easier it gets, the less anxiety you feel every single time you do it. And when you're traveling, if you are traveling via plane, if you are flying somewhere, get to the airport with plenty of time. Do not rush. Rushing will mimic anxiety. You will get a little bit more anxious. So make sure that you're having enough time to get to the airport, to find your gate, to go through security, all the stuff that we can never predict how busy an airport is going to be. So you don't want to be rushing. You don't want to be nervous and worried about missing your flight. You want to go and get to the airport with plenty of time, and then stay hydrated. One of the things that we tend not to do when we're traveling is we don't drink enough water. Make sure that you have water in your hotel. Go to the local grocery store or Walgreens or wherever they sell water, and have plenty of water in your hotel room. Hydration is very important. It will help us to not feel so anxious. So hydration. And then you don't have to really eat super healthy, but be cautious about what you're eating. If you're eating a lot of sweets, a lot of stuff that you usually don't eat, if you have anxiety and the anxiety causes gut issues, you want to be careful. Don't eat a lot of fried stuff if you're not used to that. A lot of dairy, stuff like that, that's going to mess up your stomach. You want to be very careful. And listen to your body. Listen to yourself. Listen to your body. How much time are you comfortable spending away from your hotel or away doing stuff? Listen to your body and rest. You do, well, as we travel, for most of us, we usually walk a lot, which is good. It's going to help you, but stay hydrated. Stay hydrated and don't forget to do the things that help you. Meditation is good for you, or if you're stressing out, there's a lot of people and you don't like that, get home or get to your hotel and meditate, do some breath work. Visualize the next day, whatever it is that you're going to do the next day. If you're in New York and going to Broadway and going to a play, you want to visualize that. The more you do that, the easier it gets. The brain says, hey, we've been here already. We don't have to scan the room for any danger. We've been here. We're safe. It was okay. Nothing happened. You will feel better. I hope this helps. For those of you that are traveling either for spring break, it's March, or during the summer, that's usually when more people tend to take vacations. I hope these tools and tips help you. Always remember to be good to yourself and others. And I think that's it for now. I will see you soon. Love you all so very much again. For those of you that are listening all over the world, anywhere you're at, I love each and every one of you. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram at The Anxiety Doctor and online at www.drlisacortez.com. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time.